My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the New World Order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence. Android.
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir.
Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Yes, you are. Hey there, boy. How you doing?
Greg, what's up,
Hey-o.
Dude?
Hey-o.
How's it going,
dude,
guys?
I don't know what's going on with my camera, but every time it's black, every time, and I'm like, I don't want to say anything until I show up. I'm like, oh, there I am.
Oh.
It's a glitch in the system, dude. It's a glitch in the Matrix.
The Matrix is all kinds of fucked right now.
It's messing with us.
I think Trump made some, like, executive order to fuck the Matrix.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think he made the Matrix,
He's
dude.
Like...
He's the Wizard of Oz.
He does his V signature. You know what I mean? Just the
www.
You know what I mean? Yeah. What is today?
He did do an executive order today to ban all biological males from playing women's sports.
Oh, that is true. He did. Yeah.
I was bummed because I was just getting ready to sign up, dude.
I know, dude. And Greg was shooting
I
for
was
that
like,
world
this
record.
Close.
He's like, you're telling me I can get a world record and something? All right.
Damn.
Dude. Was that
well,
with,
I just wanted to shower with all the ladies, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, damn, dude.
I know. I'm going full creepo.
That's like, a little bit. I just
that's a little creepo right there. Too far.
You know.
Too far.
You know, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to, like, toe the line a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's not bad.
I always toe the line.
I know.
My toe is always on that line, baby.
Isn't that where Trump had all the little, like, cheerleaders and girls and stuff around and the moms in the back? Isn't that
what happened? I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
He had a photo op today? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, dude. It was a nice little photo op. He even said it. He's like, this is going to be a great picture. All these.
Okay. Let's see here. Let's
yeah, man.
See Trump and then what is this? Women's sports?
Yeah.
I'm just going to do a quick little search here. I'm sure I can find it. Oh, yep. You are exactly right. I just bookmarked it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't lying. I was telling you. They'll huddle around there cheering and stuff, man. And...
These are like... 5 to 3 year old girls? What are we looking at?
3 to 12, 3 to 15. It's good optics, man. That's all I'm saying. He was just nice to him. Like, you know what I mean? He's being friendly. He's alert.
And he's not trying to kiss any of them.
I know. I didn't see him grab any hair, dude.
The sniffing is gone.
That's what this is for, dude. No more sniffing hair, dude.
You will not. Get your dicks chopped off. You yeah. will not be playing with wieners.
God, dude.
Yeah.
For Biden, this would be like him being a crackhead in a room full of crack. You know what I mean? He'd be like, oh, he couldn't hold, right? contain himself. Bro.
He wouldn't be able to.
You smell like Ashley. You smell like
before
Ashley.
Before he even
Come
sat
here,
down.
Come here, you Ashleys.
Smells like a hot shower in here.
Before he even sat down, he'd have smelled at least 5.
Oh, yeah, dude. And like tickle his nose on their forehead or something weird. He goes, oh, God.
As he signed it, he would be sniffing a child.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yes.
God.
My signature.
I mean, listen, this is something that, like, obviously we saw this
like,
coming.
Like, we shouldn't have to do an executive order for this. But, I mean, obviously we got to the point where it needed to be done.
Yeah.
Well, it feels like it was set up to be something that Trump would just pull out, you know, and just be like, nope, sorry. Like, this is obviously no one fucking wants this.
Yeah.
No well, one wants transgenders playing in women's sports.
Some people do. I mean, there are some people.
The majority of people don't, dude. That's why I never really liked talking about that subject because you've seen, like, Steven Crowder. That was, like, his topic. And then you have, like, other issues that, you know, don't make sense that he's kind of doing. And it seems like it was set up for him to resolve it. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to... finally get clear of all these issues. My only problem is that within 4 years, somebody can just reverse it with another fucking signature, dude. And I heard quite frankly talking about this and he's like, you know, it's cautious optimism because yes, it looks good and it feels good right now, but you're signing a signature on sand. Like it's literally going to seek through and bye-bye. In 4 years, right?
Yeah, listen.
So what can we do to permanently get rid of this shit?
Yeah, that's what we got to do. We got to figure out how to make law to where it's in law. You know what I mean? Like, it's there, and it's not just something that you can... Now, I will say this. Yeah. The one benefit to these are people, like you said, I think the vast majority of people are absolutely cool with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shouldn't be happening anyways. So if you, you know, this is a selling point. Like, you're going to reverse this one. You know what I mean? Like, if Democrat comes back into office and they reverse this, like, that's going to piss a lot of people off. Because this is not really, I wouldn't say this is a partisan thing. I would argue that a lot of Democrats don't want this either. You know what I mean? Like, they have families, too. They got kids in sports. They don't want that either. So,
well, and that's why I was saying, like, it feels like the entire agenda that Biden put in was to piss people off. You know what I mean? Like, it was clearly not what people wanted. And it feels like Trump is now there removing the stains. You know what I mean? Like, he comes in with the carpet cleaner and he's like, nope, we got a spot over here. Quick little squabby wabby. We got that out of there. All right. Now we go over to this transgender mess. I'm going to squirt over here. Yeah, that's a quick little cleanup. You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I also don't want to make it. I honestly think there's more people that support this than we are talking about. I think there's a lot of people. That's the problem with the Democrats is they were really shooting for this like smaller group of people to like appease to them for whatever reason. I don't know why that was the case. Like, I would argue that the LGBTQ community and all this like fringe shit is very, not very small, but small in comparison to the rest of the party. They were just banking on that the other part of the party would just be like, well, I mean, if they like it, you know, it's what's, you know, it's not that big of a deal. Yeah. And they would get the support. But some of this is just kind of kooky, weird stuff, man. Like, this is weird. This should not
be. You know
who
I'm surprised is not into this is like whoever owns women's sports. Mm. You know what I mean? Because let's be honest, we've had discussions about WNBA.
Yeah, who owns
the ratings
WNBA?
Aren't there. They don't make as much money because the ratings and because people don't go watch them, right?
Yeah, it's not good.
So I'm just saying, like, if you're an owner of the WNBA and you're thinking about, oh, maybe we can get some men in here, you know, come on now.
I think it's that disliked. I don't know. First of all, the WNBA is basically owned by the NBA. They pay a lot of money into the WNBA. And so they subsidize the fact that they lose so much fucking money. So I don't know who...
Is it a tax write-off?
Well, I mean, listen...
Like the WNBA is a tax write-off?
I mean, the thing is like... listen, WNBA sucks. I'm not trying to be mean. There's like, Caitlin Clark is phenomenal. I'm being honest. Like, she's a phenomenal basketball player. And more people like Caitlin Clark's going to come into the fray, you know, and they're getting better at doing this, like, and making it actually entertaining. I mean, she's wonderful. Like, she really is. The fact that, like, they're kind of dissing on her and they're kind of putting the... Without her in
the... So is Caitlin Clark the transgender?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
No, Caitlin Clark
I'm new to this game.
She's just a white chick who's got a lot of heat for being white and being good. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But the problem is when she played... Like, in the WNBA last season, when she was in an arena, it doesn't matter what arena it was, they had sellout crowds, 17,000 people, blah, blah, blah. Big, I mean, more than ever, right? When she wasn't playing, minimal, 7,000, 6,000, 8,000, you know what I mean? Like, you're talking crap. So, like, one player is starting to shift it. Now, more players will come in and be really good and get exciting and stuff, but, yeah, man. I mean, the WNBA's, they're hanging on. They're not even, I don't even consider that a business. You lose so much money and you're just being subs. It sounds like something USAID would, you know, we're going to put 20 million towards the WNBA. You know what I mean? Like,
I wouldn't be shocked, dude. You know what I mean? Like, get a government kickback. That's what, like, I'm not really that joking when I say, do they get a tax fund or some sort of government benefit for the WNBA?
Listen, I don't actually know that they get a government benefit, but they do get money from other people to keep it alive. And so to me, it's like, if you have to have something else pay for you the entire time you exist, and you are not showing growth, then maybe you're not really legit. Yeah, that's all I'm trying to say. And I know people are like, fuck you, women are... Yeah, there's some great women basketball players, but like, unfortunately, the people pay the money to go see, they're not going to see it. And that one, I think the best one was... In that ESPN circle, right? There's like some women in there and they were trying to say, well, WNBA is amazing and it's because of, you know, these black women that are putting all this in. He's like, have you been to a game? How many women go to a WNBA game? No one. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not something that women are like, let's go to the game, just like men do for football. Women don't want to go watch that shit. It's not that exciting. I'm sorry, man. It's not that physical. They're not that great of shooters. The energy's not the same. They're not slam dunking. It's just a very different thing, man. So don't try to compare the two. You know what I'm saying? It's just it's different. That's all. That's my take.
Yeah.
But they're definitely getting money. They're getting money.
So Yeah. I mean, transgenders are not going to be playing there. So,
well, did you see that Doge conference thing that they had, the hearing, the Doge hearing, where the, I can't remember who it was, the lady who was talking about women, men in women's sports, and she said tranny. And then the Democrat guy was like, the old man, after she was done speaking, he's like, oh, I just want to bring it to your attention that you said a derogatory term. And she goes, tranny, tranny, tranny. Just yells.
Oh, no.
You ever see that? Dude, look that shit up on X. I can't find it on. I think TikTok took that shit right now. But it's fucking, it's pretty funny, dude. She's just like, I don't care what you think. Like, yeah. I don't know.
I love when people triple down.
Oh, she tripled down, dude. She was yelling it. Yelling to the roof, man. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just play this. This old man's just like, you don't even know what you're talking about, dude. You're 90.
Right? Like the old man? Shut up, old man.
Right, listen, right here.
That is considered a slur in the LGBTQ community and the transgender community. And let me please finish without interruption. And
tranny, tranny, tranny. I don't really care. You want penises
and
women's
bathrooms.
Yeah,
I'm he was so upset.
No, thank you.
Let the gentleman state his parliamentary inquiry. To me, a slur is a slur, and here in the committee...
That guy was so upset behind him. The guy was so upset behind him.
The guy wearing the mask?
Oh, yes, his fucking... You can see his hair is going like this. He's like, oh my God, she said...
Dude, you know what? I bet you I know why that guy's wearing a mask, because he's one of those guys that knows the speech. He's a speechwriter.
Oh, yeah.
He's sitting there wording it, and so many of these people gotten caught, like, mouthing as they're going. He's probably trying to say exactly the same thing. But now, like, he's like, you're going off spirit. You can't say that. Well, that's why he's freaking out. That's not what the script is.
That's not what you're supposed to say.
Yeah.
That's not what you're supposed to say. Yeah, the guy that's, like, heading this was just like, yeah, so I don't really know what's derogatory or not right now, so we'll just let this go for right now. We'll find out. I'm like, dude, you can't keep up with this shit, to be fair. You can't. You can't keep, like, what words? Tranny was a used word for many minutes. Now, I understand there's other words that we use a lot. Retarded, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's less used nowadays. The F-A-G-G, you know, that we said that shit as kids all the time.
Is it two G's?
Actually, I think it might be
just one G.
Well, G-G-O-T.
Yeah, G-G-O-T.
Oh,
if you do the whole word.
Yeah, you got separated, though. Got, you know what I mean? But what I'm saying is just those were words that we used when we were in middle school. We would call our friends that, you know. Dude, you're gay, bro. Like, it meant nothing. I don't think that the kids that were gay that were hiding at the time probably even really thought anything of it, you know?
Right.
But here we are, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't say it. Now, tranny, I haven't heard that for a minute.
Really? I think I've said it several times on the show.
Have you? You might have. Is that your...
But you know what? The gay thing, I used to say, like, oh, that's gay, dude.
Yeah.
Like, we used to say that all the time, and I remember the first time that I caught myself, like, at a job. I think it was, like, when I worked at Sears or some shit. And, like... I said, oh, that's gay. And I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, hey.
I don't know if I can say that right now. Like, I got to, like, stop saying gay.
Oh, man.
You know, like, I can't say gay like this anymore.
That's
actually
kind of funny that you remember the moment. Because I feel like I don't remember any of those. Like, when did retarded not be an okay thing to say? Because I don't remember going, like, I can't say that word anymore. Special needs.
I mean, Tropical Thunder was what, 2008?
No,
it was actually, like, the Obama era is when retard.
You
can't say it.
I feel like that movie is older than we think. If I'm gonna say
2008.
Damn, Greg, good job, buddy.
You're a fucking devil.
So was that the end of it? He got so much backlash that we just had to quit using it.
It just can't. He used it up.
You never go full retard.
They used it up, and they're just like,
dude,
no,
listen,
use it now.
It's all
well,
about
that
10.
Whole movie was filled with like just a lot of politically incorrect shit. So like,
I love that movie's being used right now for clips, especially with the Tom Cruise shit.
Oh yeah,
where they're like, you can fucking beat my, you know, like when Trump against like, you know, Canada or whatever it is, he's like, punch him in the face. Just fucking decks him. It's a good movie, dude. It's a good one. But yeah, it's just my point ultimately with her is that, like, are we really gonna get, like, we're gonna get sidetracked on that? Like, that's what we're getting sidetracked on? Like, they have every name in the alphabet. Like, queer used to be a word that you shouldn't say. Now that's part of the whole thing, dude. Like, we can say queer now because that's actually means something, I guess, now. And
well, and you know, it goes back to the N-word, dude. It's like the introduction of these forbidden words that we can't say, you know, it's meant to rile up a base somewhere
Yeah.
To turn us on each other. And that's what this whole thing is. It's like the whole transgender movement. They're propping this up to make it a bigger thing. Like, because honestly, if you want to chop your dick off and like go, you know, have sex with whoever, I don't care.
No, no one cares.
Just like, don't talk to my kids about it. And like, you know, like, don't make it a big freaking deal on the political stage. And that's, I think that's what people are mad about. They're mad at like politicians bringing this shit up. And it's like, dude, like, quit talking about it. We'll be fine.
I'm with you. It's kind of like a dick ring. You know what I mean? Like, you can get it. You don't have to tell every person you meet that you have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, you enjoy it. You like it.
I personally don't care for them.
Oh, you know.
I've tried.
I've tried. I've had a metal piece in my...
I've had the vibrating one before.
Oh, I'm talking about like a piercing. Like a Prince Albert. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I was going to say, damn.
Yeah, I never did
what
that.
What kind of ring are you talking about?
I thought you were just talking about like a, you know...
Like a cock ring?
Cock ring.
Okay.
See, that's
like
what I would have said.
Like a rubber band.
Yeah. It's basically what it is. It fucking turns your shit purple. And
it does,
home.
Dude. I actually, I feel like you put it on, you're just like, oh my God. Like, it's going to fall. Like, almost like, you know, when they have like a mole.
Like, you're going to castrate yourself.
And they tie off the mole and it starts to get like dark and shit and fall off. Like,
that's what they do with hemorrhoids.
There you go, man. You tie that shit off.
Yeah, I tried it and I was like, I have to take this off or I'm going to die.
Yeah, dude. You get lightheaded. You're like, this is what diabetes
all the blood
like.
Is getting stuck in that one appendage. I'm going to die soon.
Yeah.
Maybe it makes it better, dude. I don't know. That's like a lightheaded orgasm. You know what I mean? Like, I might black out. It's almost like the David Carradine, you know, treatment. Like, you're choking yourself in a closet in Korea or wherever the hell he was.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about
just
that guy.
Just jizzing while you die.
What a terrible way. I mean, it's like...
Well...
Terrible and also like it's not maybe it wasn't terrible for him, you know what I'm saying? Like,
probably not terrible.
He was like, this is the best one yet, and then goes. But the person that finds him, that's the terrible part. You're like, sir, we got a lot of semen on the floor right now. There's a man,
we got a dead body and jizz.
Oh no,
sir, he is smiling. I just want to be very clear, ma'am.
I knew this day was gonna be shitty,
I don't want to get AIDS. What is this shit?
And then you know, especially in that guy, he's all over the news. Like, the whole world knows that you were just beating your meat on your death, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be...
Do you think he was set up, though? There's, like, this conspiracy that he was, like, murdered and set up that way to humiliate himself.
Maybe.
For his family.
I bet he...
I think there's some people that like some weird shit. And some of that stuff, I think, crosses the line of, like, being, safe. I mean, some of it's real dangerous shit. You know what I mean? Like, people do some real crazy, unhealthy things to themselves. But I think he probably was just a weirdo, dude. I mean, that's what he paid the price for. I wonder how many times he did it. You know what I mean? Like, that would be one thing. Was this something you did, like, daily, weekly? Like, is this,
well,
like...
If you die doing it, it like, that screams incompetence and you're a newbie at this thing.
Or,
you know what I mean?
Like, or... He was pushing the bounds because he was getting bored with the norm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, listen, I usually stop right when I start to faint, but this time I'm going full in, dude. And he just fucking, he went full into, you know, the afterlife. That's kind of what happened. Crazy.
I mean, the only way to go is rock hard, I guess.
Yeah. You said it. that was my transition into you said, whatever the fuck this is. What is
USAID? USAID, man.
Yeah, basically, it's all the money that our government spends to help other countries.
Well, so let's preface
quote
with this.
Unquote helps other countries.
It's masked, or at least has been masked, as an aid for the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's used in crisis. It's used to aid people. That's what the general public has come to believe it to be. So kind of like a Red Cross or something like, in not directly like that, but similar, where they supposedly offer aid to people that need it and help the world. And so that's why people, the initial run was like, what are we doing here? Like, this is a A+ thing. Like, we're getting rid of this. We got to help the world. Found out that it's basically like a shell for them to take that money that people thought was going to aid
and do whatever the fuck
and
they
do
want with it.
Major propaganda. It's pretty sick, dude. They were the ones that paid these celebrities to go to Ukraine. In some aspects,
I've seen that Ben Stiller got $4 million go take pictures and shake hands with Zelensky.
Yeah, but he was one of them. What was that? Sean Penn. Sean Penn got paid to go to meet Zelensky. There was one that got paid. Van Damme. He only got 1.5 because he's not very relevant anymore. But still, 1.5 million. And in the wording, apparently, it said that this was used to make Zelensky more popular with people because he was meeting celebrities. So the whole thing is a propaganda push. You know what I'm saying? They also use that money to build infrastructure and like websites and other things in other countries to start promoting propaganda to younger people. Think of TikTok, right? Maybe that's why, you know, they don't like TikTok because they can't control that with USAID. But the point is like there's a numerous amounts of money that was being spent that was not told to the public that was actually, it wasn't going to where it was supposed to be going ultimately. Now I do have a, what's the guy's name? Ron Paul, the father. What's his
name? Ron Paul.
Ron Paul. I have a clip on my TikTok where he breaks it down a little bit, and it's pretty interesting about this UA. It's the, yeah, down here.
This one?
Yep.
It's, man, that guy's old.
He's an old man, dude.
He's old. He had a stroke on national television, or like it was on his show. I don't think it was national television.
We don't have to watch. It's 5 minutes, so we don't have to obviously watch it all. But the first 30, 45 seconds, minute, you're getting the vibes, right?
Okay.
Nice yellow shirt, by the way. Big Bird.
AID, then shut it down. As of this writing, when you attempt to access the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID website, or social media pages, you are informed that this site can't be reached. The media reports that the new Trump administration has not only frozen USAID activities, but may be planning on bringing it back under control of the U.S. State Department. Other reports, including statements by Elon Musk, suggest that it will be closed completely. If true, the closing of USAID may be one of the most significant changes President Trump has made among the many dramatic actions in his first couple of weeks in office. Many Americans may still have the idea that USAID is a government agency delivering relief at disaster site overseas. They may still remember the bags of rice or grain with the USAID logo on them, but that is not USAID. USAID is a key component of the U.S. government's regime change operations worldwide. USAID spends billions of dollars every year propping up NGOs overseas that function as shadow governments, eating away at elected governments that the U.S. interventionists want to overthrow. Oof. Behind most U.S. foreign policy disasters overseas, you will see the fingerprints of USAID.
All right.
From Ukraine.
Now, we can obviously, you guys can find this video. If you guys are on my TikTok, you can see the whole video. But it's interesting. I mean, it's worth, listen, this guy's, he's a smart guy. And I think, like, everything else that's been going on, you know, with Doge and other things where people are up in arms about Elon's going in and tearing all this. It's like, you're mad that he's finding and exposing the corruption. You're mad that you, how many times, Greg, have we talked over the years? How many times have we talked about taxes and not knowing where our taxes are going and how frustrating it is to pay into taxes and not know where it's going?
Is that what he's exposing though? Where our taxes are going? Cause like,
yes,
we all know that it's going to bullshit, but like my thing is I want to know how I can allocate it to where I want it to go.
Listen,
like I want to choose where it goes. You know what I mean?
I know. I understand that. That we had, that was part of the discussion that we had was, you know, ideas of what we could do to kind of like ease people's minds on taxes. And I think eventually we may get there, especially I think this is a key component of that. If you want my honest opinion, the only way to get people so mad that they want to change in the tax system or to have more control over taxes is to show them how radical the tax system actually is. And it's easy to say, like, well, we spend a lot on dumb shit. But the amount that they're breaking down line by line of, like, the insane spending, it's absolutely insane spending. There's a gentleman, I wish I would have saved this video, but he was talking about the K-cups. I know we mentioned that in the last show. The K-cups that they had spent at the IRS or the FBI. And the there was K-cups and sushi, right? $6 million in sushi. This guy broke down. This is how much money spent a year. This is how many people work for this particular agency that had this money going to them. And by like with the sushi, they were spending $77 a day per person on sushi. Like, that's not even possible. That's not even possible. That's saying that every person
works there. Oh, it's possible, dude. Sushi's expensive.
Yeah, but here's the thing. you're accounting for holidays, you're accounting for weekends. The fact that only 10% actually show up to work, you get my say? And does people eat sushi every day? $76 of sushi every day. Every
Dude,
person
hopefully not. Like, they're going to get like freaking heavy metal poisoning.
That's what my point is it's not, where is that? That's wasteful spending. There has to be more to it than that. There has to be more to it than that. Or either that or they're just buying it, throwing it away, and buying new ones and throwing it away and blah, blah, blah. That's still wasteful. So I think that we need the exposure to this. That's what I think we need. But USAID. That's a hard one. USAID.
That's why I said, you said. You said it.
But I
the
think
new
this is
press
big.
Secretary came out and said, showed a bunch of shit that they were spending money on that are fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
A bunch of shit. Like millions and millions of fucking dollars going to bullshit.
Yeah, like, it's the age of Aquarius, everybody. It's the age of truth. Everything's getting revealed. Cat Williams came out saying the year of 2025 will be the year of exposure.
Yeah.
Right? And we're seeing it all throughout government spending. We're seeing it all throughout, like, the honeypot shit that's eventually going to come out. This whole, like, Jeffrey Epstein, like, when is this shit going to come out? Yeah. Hello? But we all have known about this for a while, and now we're finally seeing the exposure of it.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Right? But I don't want to be too kind of hopeful, because I know that, like, all it takes is 4 years and this shit can be put right back in. And so I want to see some permanent damage, bro. Like, when it comes to this shit and, like, the UN pulling out of the UN, that's great, but we can plug and chug all we want.
Yeah, that one's
harder. It just takes another signature.
That one's harder. The UN's going to be a harder one, right? Because I feel like some people still believe that we should be part of that and not. But just like COVID, that was a terrible experience to go through, right? And people kind of, once they started seeing it for themselves that this was fucked up, things started shifting, right? They were losing control of that narrative. And so I would just argue that, like, I'm with you. But I think the only way for us to see this is not just say, like, the government spends a lot of money. They're spending all our tax money and that leave it at that. That doesn't relate to an average person. But when you start really breaking this down and you talk about condoms going places, and they did a study out of Harvard about knocking birds out of trees with fucking leaf blowers. Like, what? $2 million. What are you? So when you start, like, breaking this down, people
$6 million to fund tourism in Egypt.
But yeah. Rand Paul was doing this years ago.
He was.
I'm just saying, like, you don't need Elon Musk and Doge to do this. Like, our government can do this, and
but
we
they
just
don't.
Have to listen to the right people, because they have been doing it, but, like,
but they don't.
You're saying no one does anything about it, right?
Well, I know, but Ron Paul's great. Rand Paul's, I know he's done this before, but you're not getting the traction. And I'm not saying that they don't deserve the traction or that what they weren't saying wasn't good. They had good information, but people weren't viewing it. So whether that's...
Well, it was during Joe Biden's era, right? And that's what I was saying. Like, I feel like Joe Biden's era was there to just point out the shit. Like, have Joe Biden literally just roll out a bunch of shit and then have the Republicans point it out. So that way it makes them look like the good guys. You know what I mean? And then when they get in, they finally do something about it, because everybody's been complaining about it. And obviously it's like a sore thumb just sticking out, right? Like, everybody is complaining about this and they want something done about it. And finally somebody is coming in and doing something about it. So I'm just saying, like, it seems very convenient. So I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm like, this is great. It needs to be done. But, like, I want to see the permanent, like, stance on this. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see some commitment down the road after Trump. And I want to see other people getting on board. I don't want to see, like, the Democrats doing this fucking Weasley shit in the corner anymore. Like, it's just...
They're going to. I mean, that's the whole point of this. Like, they're freaking out right now over this. And there's no reason to. Like, we're all... I have a video... We don't play it, but I have a video where Chuck Schumer's talking.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, they're keeping everything in the dark. Like, we're the ones exposing. Like, we want to... Everything... The democracy is about sharing both sides and not having this be some dark secret. I'm like, these taxes are dark secrets. What the fuck are you talking about? No one knew that we were spending this much money on this shit. You just said our money's going places, but yet Social Security's going in the shitter, right? You're telling me that the millions of dollars, billions of dollars, all these programs couldn't have went to Social Security to get people back where they should
be? Like, it's projection, dude. They do that all the time. They blame other people for shit that they're doing themselves.
I understand that. I understand that. Oh, but at the end of the day, like, the Democrats are, I don't know if it's, I don't think it's a convenient thing. I think the Democrats literally are kind of stupid. They're kind of retarded. You know what I'm saying? I'll use that word on this particular case. They're kind of retarded. They think that this is going to help, and they don't.
I give you a pass.
I know. You told me before yeah, I get the pass.
You can have a pass.
Thank you, sir. But the thing is like, they think that this works, and it doesn't work. Like, even right now, them going after Doge and making this a bigger topic is only getting more eyes on the situation. It doesn't make sense. To me, you would want to just be like, ignore those questions, because they shouldn't get more airtime for this. Like, who wants, why would they want this to be out there? That there's $2 million, you know, for sex changes in Guatemala, $6 million for the you were saying, for Egypt, $20 million in new Sesame Street shows in Iraq. Like, what the fuck are we doing, dude?
Why would we pay for Sesame Street shows in Iraq? That doesn't make
any
sense.
And I would argue that the initial reports of Rand Paul, like, way back when, and even Ron Paul, dude, like, this has been exposed for a while.
Yeah.
But I feel like Trump is probably using that list and saying, hey, let's, like, get on board with this. I don't know why Elon Musk is at the head of this. Because when it comes to government spending, you'd think that maybe he doesn't know that much, but who the fuck knows, dude? You know, I'm just a guy. So
I don't think it's as much as about how much money is that he's an expert in how money is spent. I think his skill set is more time management and more distributing his time and assets to make things successful
and cleaning up shop. Like, it's just X. Took over Twitter and he was canning people left.
That's
right.
What it is. It's 100% that. It's X. He bought it. He got fired a bunch of people, started cleaning house. And that's just, that was like his, like, oh, he just did this. He just went through a corrupt, quote unquote, business and cleaned that shit up. At least, you know, more than it was.
Well, made it work exactly the way it's always worked, with a tenth of the fucking resources going into it. Yeah.
This is too much money, man.
I like the 4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan.
Mm. Oh, Kazakhstan. Yeah. Dude, Borat.
Borat,
dude.
There is like so much shit about Kazakhstan that will blow your fucking mind. Like, if you look up a picture of Kazakhstan,
oh god.
Beautiful. It's like top notch, so much fucking money, like creative buildings and shit.
So like nice architecture, art.
Right, yeah. And like we're made to think that it's like this third world broken ass down country, right? Like
podunk country,
Borat.
I fuck my sister. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that.
But they have some crazy architecture over there.
Yeah, dude.
Hold on.
So I don't know. Yeah, dude. I'm just saying, look at this. Yes. It looks like the Wizard of Oz, Emerald City.
It's beautiful.
Look at the one with the two towers. Ooh, two towers in between right there. Look.
I like that Wizard of Oz. I mean, that's kind of nice, dude. You know what I mean?
Emerald City, dude. So, yeah, Kazakhstan gets a bad rap, but they are fucking rich, dude.
They probably love it. I got to be honest with you. I bet you they love it. They're like, keep it going, dude. Like, make more Borats. We don't want people moving here.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I bet they're like, I don't want anyone to know about us.
That's what I'm saying.
We're doing just fucking fine. How about you just get your name out your fucking mouth?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're going to Will Smith
bitch slap
you. They're going to start Will Smithing people if you start talking about them too much.
I think it's good. Sometimes you want to make things look bad so people don't move where you're at. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I so wish. I wish when Will Smith bitch slapped Chris Rock, he would have said, "I am legend." It's so fucking like,
this is for my dog dying.
That's what I was gonna say, dude. I think fuck the bitch slap, right? The best move would have been just a little chokehold and just the
tears up a little bit.
He's like, you're my friend.
He watches him.
I didn't want to have to do this to you, bro.
I love you, but it has to happen this way.
Yeah, I'm gonna drop
Chris
you like a rock.
Just slowly drifts away
yeah
in front of the world. Oh my god,
that would be the that'd be the gnarliest fucking film in the world.
When we were in the theaters, man, we just looked at each other. That was a moment, dude. There's a moment that we had there.
Yeah,
dude. Me and you.
I think that was the movie that we snuck in like a bunch of booze.
Yeah, I think so.
And we were just drinking and like talking about it. I'd be like, dude, this is fucked up. And we were being the loudest people in the freaking theater. We were kind of, but there wasn't that many people.
Honestly. Wasn't that? We went to
I feel like there was less than 10.
Yeah, we went when it was like already in theaters for a minute. You know what I'm saying? But it was a little, right. It was a little homo. You know what I mean? Like we were just like me and you.
It was, but we had nothing to do. We were day drinking, so we're like, dude, let's go fucking get drunk at the movies.
But
bro.
We were just like, we're like, and I remember it being a good movie. I don't know.
I imagined it was a good movie.
I don't know that I've seen it outside of the theater. To be honest with you, I'm not really sure if I rewatched it. I don't think so.
Wow. I've watched it.
You gotta rewatch
times.
That shit, dude.
But either way. We were enjoying ourselves pretty well. I mean, we were drinking and having fun. I think we put some in the, we got those big cups of Coke or whatever, and we were dumping that shit in there. But that scene where he starts choking out his dog, I just remember we both just simultaneously just were like, we just had this look of like,
we gave each other the eye. We're like, dude, that's fucked. Yeah. And we were just like, that's fucked, man. Wiping our eyes like, pussies. We were just a bunch of pussies.
Drunk, crying in the movie.
Yeah. I wonder if we were louder than dog, we realized. Man. You know, like we don't realize it because we were kind of intoxicated, but we're like, burr, burr. And people were just like, oh, these fucking guys down here, dude. Look at these. And we just yelled, no, homo!
Not the dog!
No, homo! God, dude.
Yeah.
My eyes are watering right now thinking about it, dude. God, oh, shit. That poor dog, dude. Poor dog. I got a little nicotine in the eye, I think.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just thinking about
it. Yeah,
you
know, that's what it is.
Okay, come on.
That's what it is.
Don't blame it on the nicotine. Come on.
Nicotine, that fucking dog didn't, he didn't deserve it, man. He didn't deserve it. Tranny. No, I'm stupid.
Well, so you said gone.
Well, not yet.
No, I think it is.
I don't know if it's gone yet.
I think it's gone.
Is it?
Yeah, because the stuff came out that they stopped funding everything, so now Politico wasn't able to pay their employees, apparently.
That's pretty funny, dude.
Whoa. So hold on a second. I just found this clip from Benny Johnson, and I know he's questionable, right? Like, I don't trust that guy either, but like, he just put out a clip of Jesse Waters on Fox News talking about, he's talking to this Michael Schellenberger, saying that you said and the CIA are linked to Donald Trump's impeachment.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh. Like they tried to pay for it?
I'm sure they did. Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Pay for it, arrange it, and all this shit?
You have this new piece on Substack.
Yeah, this new piece
on... the USAID and the CIA helped orchestrate Trump's impeachment?
What's going on with Jesse, dude?
What do you mean?
Does he look wrecked to you?
Yeah, he does. He looks like he did a couple lines, dude, before.
He looks fucking wrecked,
or
man.
He, like, was crying. Maybe he watched fucking I Am Legend.
Maybe he did watch I Am Legend.
He probably saw the dog scene. We got Michael Schellenberger.
He finished the dog. I can't go on right now. I just finished the dog scene.
Yeah. I mean, because normally he's like, he looks like he's going through something.
I mean,
right
he's
now.
Getting old.
I don't know what's going on.
He might be going. I mean, you never know, dude. Maybe he's going through a divorce.
Maybe you said it helped pay some of Fox's employees.
Some of these voices, though, man. I got to be honest with you. Like, just the enthusiasm behind. Let me tell you, folks, what's going on here. Can you imagine if we did the whole show? We're just like, oh, my gosh.
Well, the next topic up.
Yeah. Chris, what is your thoughts, my friend?
Now, hold on while I crack this beer.
Brought to you by Blackberry Cider. There we go.
Yeah, dude, that would actually be entertaining. We could do that. A skit.
It'd make you sweat, man. That's a lot of work doing that.
That's a lot. Dude, I don't know if I could hold that up for an hour, dude.
That's Clay Clark. Like,
need a throat ring for that one. You know what I'm saying?
We might have to bump some coke before we do the show.
All right.
Oof.
What are we offering?
Yeah, I mean, Jesse, it's a crazy story. I mean, you might forget that, you know, the House of Representatives impeached President Trump in December of 2019. Many people may not remember that it was a CIA analyst who was left over from the Obama White House who wrote the memo that led to the impeachment. It was all based on hearsay. The person had not actually been in the room with Trump. Nonetheless, this memo that he wrote relied heavily on a report done by an organization funded by USAID. In fact, its initial founding funding, I mean, now it's tens of millions of dollars, had gone into this group called the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, a name that's not very memorable, OCCRP. But it was basically created as an extension of the State Department and then of USAID. And as you know, Jesse, this is very serious to be involved in an effort to do regime change at home, as we've been discovering as the files have come out with what Elon Musk has been doing. We know that USAID was really about regime change abroad. It was a kind of public facing part, you know, regime change operation like CIA, but not covert, more overt. Well, now you see a similar blowback, just like they did censorship abroad and brought censorship tools back home. They were doing this sort of thing abroad, creating a predicate, essentially, for Trump's impeachment. So I think it's just one of many revelations that we'll see coming out in the next few
years. So USAID was involved in regime change abroad and here at home. Very interesting. If you want.
Very interesting.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, if the CIA is involved, right? Regime change, just like Waters was saying.
Yep. As Ron Paul was saying. I mean.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, of course. I that's what I'm saying. I think that these kind of things, I don't know, man. I think that people have a really skewed image of what these agencies do. You know what I'm saying? And like, we've been told that, well, the FBI is great. And I think they do probably good things. There's certain aspects, I'm sure, that people have been saved from the FBI. I'm sure that there's been really terrible people taken out of society because of the FBI. But that doesn't kind of negate the fact that they are corrupt.
Dude, I think the CIA lets shit happen and they make shit happen for the FBI to solve. And it's just like this cat and mice game. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like they're both fucking corrupt. Like, how can we know?
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on within those agencies? And like, everything has to be a secret, right? And so it's like, oh, okay, so trust us, you need us, because this guy, like after I saw January 6th, like, that should have woken everybody up, where you're going, wait, so like, who is this guy with the bullhorn telling everybody to go into the freaking Capitol? He's standing up on this big pillar thing. Then who is Ray Epps, right? Like, we've never found out, is this guy CIA, is he not?
I'm with you.
What's going on?
That is exactly what's happening. My point wasn't to say that they're good, ultimately, but the issue is that the average person still has some view of, like, well, listen, they can't all be bad, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's some good stuff that they've done. Sure. Yeah. I mean, listen, like, they always want to tout out, like, they got the big sting, right? The FBI caught 10,000 fucking $10 billion of drugs the other day, and everybody's like, wow.
Or even child trafficking, right? Even trafficking. They catch a bunch of, like, child trafficking rings and all that stuff. So, you go, oh, well, that's good. I don't want that to stop. I want them to keep on catching those guys.
Exactly.
Right?
But that's the stuff that they want you to see. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they want you to see those big stings, because then people go, like, yeah, without them, we're not going to have these sting operations anymore. Like, we're not going to get all the prostitute. The Johns are going to be running thick.
Right.
You know, but at the end of the day, like, they're still corrupt. And I'm not saying they're all corrupt. I think a large majority of the company, it is kind of a company, is corrupt.
Yeah.
You know, there's good people.
Well, that's
in the
why
FBI.
You have that's why I, you I have entrapment. That's why you have setups. Like, those serve the purpose of the intelligence agencies. Like, you get people in trouble on purpose. You lure them in to cause the corruption to prove your worth.
Yep.
And you say, look, America, you need us, because these guys, look what they're fucking doing. Right.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you are the one to spur up the emotion, the misinformation, the disinformation, to spur the action of these people to do certain things. Like, without you being there, this flame would have blown out. But you just fanned it, and now you created a forest fire, bro.
That's what it is. And I honestly feel like this
fucking
U.S.
forest fire,
fire, this USAID thing, I think. Right now, it's a big deal, but I think this is a bigger deal than we realize right now. Because I think once this is exposed more, this is going to be a reason why we have wars. I mean, this is wars, man. Like, we went in to do regime changes using this thing. Like, all those things that we talk about, why did we go there? What are we doing? Like, what?
Because it makes some money.
But this is that link that we weren't talking about this. I mean, obviously, some people were. But this wasn't mainstream news 6 months ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, 6 years, you know what I mean? It wasn't mainstream news. I think this is that link where people go, like, wait, what? Like, all that money? Like, I thought that was an aid thing. No. Oh, that's a regime change thing. Okay. Damn. That's what we have to have.
And it's a money.
And then honestly,
yes,
like, one of the biggest money makers is land and home development in these war-torn countries. So if you look at, like, what happened with Iraq, Halliburton, all this shit, like these companies that come in, BlackRock, right?
Yep.
You have all of these companies that say, hey, this is a war-torn area. This is like, what are we going to do with this place? Just like what Trump's doing with Gaza right now, saying America's going to go in and clean all this shit up, right? Like, we have to go in and clean up all the landmines that are still in the ground. That's what he fucking said.
We're going
to
own it.
So it's like, what? And then we're going to go in and rebuild it. So who's getting hired for those contracts? Who's getting paid money off of this war, essentially, right? Like, you're going, oh, that sucks that you had a war over there. You guys need some new houses? You need some new buildings?
Well, there's a difference in saying, oh, that sucks you guys had a war. I can come rebuild. I can do it for this kind of price. That's just normal business. The difference would be the person bidding on that job is the one that started the war.
But that's what people are arguing, is that we did start a lot of this war.
The same people are in the same pockets of both companies. You have defense contractors, you have Halliburton, you have BlackRock. All these are entwined.
Listen, they're paying each other. I'll put money down that we don't do what he's saying. I think that, like with Trump, there's too many examples of how this works. He's overshooting. He does it with every situation, right? He's overshooting. He's not, there's no plan on going and taking Gaza. First of all, that would be way too big. It's not even reasonable. It's not a logical thing to do. But,
well, it goes against MAGA. Like, you're sending our troops over to defend Israel.
But the point is,
our troops need to be here, bro.
Art of the deal. Okay. You want to freak them out. Like, they don't want America coming into Gaza. They don't want us there. You know what I'm saying? They want to do their own thing. Netanyahu doesn't really want us there. I guarantee they don't.
You might
want
be
us
onto
there.
Something. Yeah. Did you see Netanyahu's face?
Yeah, he wasn't stoked about that. He wants Gaza.
See his face?
So my point is Trump taking
it. I know. I was being vague there. So when Trump made the announcement, he was standing next to Netanyahu, right, on the stage.
Yeah.
And Netanyahu looked at him like he didn't really know what was going on. I'm going to try to find the clip.
Oh, like he didn't know that this was part of the thing.
Right. So he like here is something I just bookmarked. The full video, and then here is another one of just Netanyahu like focusing on him. But if you play the side by side as Trump saying this, hey, we're gonna go into Gaza, America's gonna clean it up. And
the only reason the Palestinians want to go back to Gaza is they have no alternative. It's right now a demolition site. This is just a demolition site. Virtually every building is down.
So watch Netanyahu.
They're living under fallen concrete that's very dangerous and very precarious. They instead can occupy all of a beautiful area with homes and safety, and they can live out their lives in peace and harmony.
This isn't really
instead
the clip,
of having
dude.
To go back
no?
and do it again.
Yeah,
the U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it. And be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site, and get rid of the destroyed buildings.
So if you rewind it like 5 seconds, he goes like the U.S. Sorry, I just like talked over. I thought this was the wrong clip, but he went into it like as I was saying that. So shoot me, everybody. But
timing's not always right, Greg. It's okay. Are we going on? Like,
as soon as Trump goes, the U.S. will go in and the U.S. will own it. The U.S. will go into Gaza. We will occupy it. We will clean it out. Our troops will clean out the landmines.
Yeah.
And then Netanyahu was like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Like, I think you're right, dude. I think the key word there is when Trump said we'll own it.
I don't know what I said about that. I just don't think that's the actual goal here.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think that the goal is to own Gaza. No.
Why? There's so much support. Like, when you look at Trump's history and his support of Israel, and like his whole cabinet supports Israel, dude. Like, too, like hardcore. So
that's not
why
what
would you
Israel,
say he's not.
Israel doesn't want us to own Gaza. They want to own Gaza. Like, you understand? Like, this is a negative to both. Okay, the Palestinians don't want us to own Gaza because they want the Gaza Strip. They want this land. Israel wants this land. Like, if we own it, they don't have it. If we own it, Palestine doesn't have it.
Yeah, I think
you understand what I'm saying.
He's saying, we own this process. This is just a process of the cleanup. We're not going to own the literal land, dude. That's Israel.
No, if you go back and watch his other,
go in and wipe their butt.
Nah, there's other clips of him talking about this where it seems more like he's actually saying we should just take this land. This is like we should just clean it up. We can make it a tourist destination. We can make it the place to be. And I don't really believe him. That's what I'm saying. I don't believe him. I think there's too many examples where people take him literally that we're going to go do this. We're not going to go take over the Panama Canal. That move was to get China to not be putting their, you know, their fingerprints on it. So listen, if the Panama Canal is not going to, if they're going to work with China.
I mean, it was ours in the first place and we gave it well, to Panama under certain stipulations.
But the point wasn't that we're going to go take it over. The point was, how about you cut that deal off with China and let's get back to some normalcy here, right? Same with Canada, same with Mexico. It's an over-exaggerated 51st state. That's not going to happen. I'm just being honest. They're not going to be the 51st state. But that was said and people went, we're gonna own Canada? No. The idea is like he's mocking you. He's saying if you don't do it, we could do it if we want to. We don't really want to, but you got to get your shit together. And I feel like that's what this is. I think this is a little bit of a hit towards Netanyahu and the whole thing. The whole thing. Figure it out.
Maybe.
Greg, you are not speaking right
You don't
now.
Have any sound, dude.
I'm sorry.
No.
I usually mute myself because I don't want to like butt in, but like I hope you're right because Trump's history speaks against what you just said. Like,
how?
He is all about Israel, right? Like his family like is Israel. His daughter converted to Judaism. So I'm just saying like there's a lot of support for Israel. Israel is America. Like you literally have like Pete Hegseth saying Zionism and Americanism are the exact same thing. Right? The guy's got like Knights Templar tattoos and all this shit. So I'm just saying he is all about this. He's spoken about it. There's a lot of cabinet members who have also supported AIPAC. They've gotten a lot of money from AIPAC. It's not surprising that he's talking about supporting Israel and owning this process. He's specifically talking about cleaning up Gaza. He's not talking about going and owning the land.
Okay. Well, I'll find the clip and send it to you because that's what he was talking about. That he
owning the land?
That he could like take it. They could just take it. Like that's what he was kind of into. People were talking about him going over and just confiscating this land. Like, fuck you guys. Like, what are you going to do about it? The same thing.
But it would be a joint effort because Israel and United States are one, especially over there. And that's why like we just sent them like a shitload of bombs. Like we're saying, hey, stop sending money and bombs to Ukraine, but let's send a lot of bombs over to Israel. You know that like. Why not just not any bombs to anywhere? Like, let's like stop supporting war. You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen, I'm not as kind of cut and dry as you are on this situation. I'm not going to go to the whole history of it because it's long and messy. The whole thing is long and messy, but I'm not that against giving bombs to Israel per se. Like that, I'm just not that against it. If they're being attacked, which they were, I would argue that we've seen it. It has happened, whether it's planned, not planned. It is. The gal that I work with who's from Israel talks about, you know, I mean, she's enlightened me on some things. You know, there's certain things that I was like, oh, that's interesting information.
You should do a deep dive into Hamas, dude, and find out who actually funds them. It'll blow your mind.
Is it the U.S., you said?
It might be. You never know.
Maybe it is
these corrupt like companies that like
maybe
fund this shit. But like Israel has a big part in the Hamas, like the growth of Hamas. So like there's some history there where you're wondering like why would Israel want Hamas around? And you go, "Oh, like if they get attacked, the world supports them." And it's one of those things that our governments do. Our own governments set this shit up and we do attacks on our own land. Pearl Harbor, 9/11, and it gets us to go do shit.
I understand that.
You know, yeah. So other countries do it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, are you talking about us sending money to Ukraine like we are to Iran? Or, I mean, sorry, to Israel? Or are you talking about bombs? So I'm talking about bombs, not cash.
Both.
Yeah, but like, what is, okay, but in reality, like, if you were to give bombs to Israel, like what are they? They're not a big country, man. It's this tiny little thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like they can use that to take over the earth. You know what I mean? Like, they're not prepared to do that. They can't do that.
That's why they infiltrate governments and Hollywood and all these other things, right? Like there's a whole conspiracy about that, but you got to look at what is Trump doing. And I hope you're right. I hope, because that is my only hope for Trump is that he is like, going to pull the rug when it needs to be pulled. And he's going to go, nope, America first, bro.
Yeah.
Because the setting up, like, I could totally see it, because if you have like this country that's kind of owning a lot of various people in the government, and also you have the CIA going against your ass, you have the judicial system going against your ass, all these politicians, these governmental entities, how do you ever take this over? Right. And this whole, this goes back to the, I don't want to bring too much hopium into this either, but like the whole like 17 movement, you have to know how to infiltrate this, and you got to speak the right game, dude. Cause if you come out and just say what you're going to do, and then you start like pulling, unplugging stuff like that, that's the JFK treatment, dude. Like that's just what happens.
Yeah.
And so he might be saying the right things, pulling the right deals, and then getting some security and involved, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I just like I'm very careful with this. And to be fair, like I haven't deep dived Israel or any of the stuff that everybody's all up in arms about, and I get it. I get it to an extent, like I understand the principle, and we've talked about it on the show. But I also like America's done some pretty terrible shit. You know what I'm saying? Like we've caused war, we've caused a lot of issues. Our government, but see, that's not to me, that's not America as a whole. Like that's a select group of people. You know what I'm saying? That's making these Indeed. Brash decisions, right? So like, yeah. Every time it's like Israel this, Israel. I know that's not always the way that it's worded, but if you're on the internet, that's kind of how it's worded. Israel sucks. It's not Israel. Like that's what I'm trying to say. If you want to talk about some of the leadership and some of the maneuvering, like the people seem to be good people, a lot of them. It's a country just like ours that they don't always get to make their own decisions. So I don't really like that. It feels anti-Israel. You know what I'm saying? Like when you hear
that's been my concern this whole time. Like the Hitler movement is becoming popular again.
I know.
It's the Zionist state is to blame. All right, let's just put it that way. Like the uber religious Zionist state, whatever the fuck you want to say. But like that faction exists in all different countries. Right. So if you say Israel, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the leaders at the vault. Like, I'm not talking about the normal people that just live their life.
I know. But here's the thing. Like when you. OK, I understand.
Same thing
that.
With America. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like,
but
that's why you could say people hate America. It's like, no, they hate our government.
Yeah.
And if we support our government, then, yeah, they'll probably hate you, too.
I just like listen, there are certain groups of people in this world that excel in certain things. You know what I'm saying? One way or the other. Like, you know, when you're talking about the Japanese or the Chinese and they're intelligent with, you know, math. I know that's super stereotypical, but you know what I'm saying? Like science and shit. They're like, if you go to like, look at scientists, there's a lot that are Asian. Okay. You know what I'm saying? For whatever the Jewish community, they like money. They like business. They get involved in business, right?
What about the janitorial business? Who's involved in that?
It depends on what part. Well, listen, depends. Like, are you talking?
Okay, come on, Dave. Now we're not getting.
We're talking about pool and lawn. I'd say the Hispanic for sure, yeah, dude. For sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I would say janitorial. Yeah, probably some Hispanic, but there's also a lot of cigarette smoking 6-year olds. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of trailer trash white dudes.
There are a lot. There's a lot of.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
But all I'm trying to say is like that's one of the reasons.
Stereotypes are dead. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. They don't exist.
I've never jumped completely on the train that like, oh, they're intentionally just taking over everything. Like that, I've heard that talked about where, oh, the Jews run Hollywood, the Jews run blah blah blah, they run this, they run. If they're into that and that's what culture, like if that's how they're raised and that's what they're like, it's the same thing. We aren't raised that way. I'm white American. You know what I'm saying? Like we like sports. We like other things. We like that kind of shit. You go to China, Japan, they focus on education, schooling, science, medical fields, even like the Middle Easterns. Like how many Middle Eastern people are doctors and fucking nurses and shit? Like there's a lot,
a
dude.
Lot.
So, and that's no different to me than a Jewish person, right? They're grown up around business and creating business and become wealthy. Is that really mean that they're just taking everything over? Like they're going to spend money on politics. They're going to.
Right. Dude, I don't think that this is an argument about them taking everything over.
I know, but you've heard that though, right? I'm not saying you were saying that. I'm saying
that. Yeah, you can definitely throw that out there. But like this is more, and you could argue that's a problem with American culture. I mean, who's behind destroying our culture, right? The transgenderism, right? The shitty music.
Yeah.
The school shootings and all this stuff, the screen time, the frickin', I mean, there's even conspiracies out there that blue LED lights can change your freaking mind and make you more open to like MK Ultra shit, dude. Yeah. So there's a lot of ways to break down our culture, and you can argue that the communities that keep their culture are watching this going like, what's wrong with these people, right? And while they're watching us go shit down the toilet, they're going, well, we're going to step up the stairs and climb the ladder, right? Because that's what you would do if you have a good culture. Mm-hmm. You'd watch out for your own people, right? You'd say, hey, I got a guy. I know him. He's raised just like I was. Very ethical. We got some morals. We're there for
it. It's the same
right?
belief system. Yeah.
So I'm just saying the system, like how a group of people could get incorporated into the echelon of all of these businesses would not shock me. Mm-mm. Like you can make a case for that conspiracy.
Yeah.
But I'm more talking about just like, I don't want to go to fucking war anymore, bro.
I know, but
I'm sick of us spending money and giving bombs to people. And that's like, you could say, yeah, they're all our ally and all this stuff, but like, you know what's going to happen. They're going to like bomb somebody in Gaza or somebody's going to bomb them. I don't know.
Listen, I think that I like the idea. And I think I would say that most of the people watching the show are in that same realm. They don't want war. They don't want new wars. They want to be killing innocent people. They don't want to, they just don't want to deal with it. But you also have to admit that war happens and it will happen. It doesn't matter how fucking nice you are or how much you want world peace and all the other things. Like people will be agitators. It could be us. It could be another Germany. It could be France someday. It could be anything or anyone. And so, like, you can't just say, like, we can't go to war. Like, sometimes it knocks, and you got to answer that call. And I'm all about it. I want to
be
so...
The problem is that wars are never investigated. And by the time they're investigated, it's way too fucking late, and too many people are dead, dude. And that's, like, that's the problem. Is you got to look at who makes money on the immediacy of war and who makes money on the immediacy of emotions.
Profits of knee-jerk reactions.
Department of Defense, you got contractors, you got weapons makers. Mm-hmm. And when you got big business like U.S. and Israel arming each other, you're going, what's going on here? And you've seen what's going on over in Gaza, dude. Like that place is like what Trump was saying, like fucking rubble.
Yeah.
So how does that happen? Are they bombing themselves?
No, I definitely don't think they're bombing
themselves. No, Israel is bombing them. So it's like, okay, so where are they getting the bombs and why are we giving them?
I understand that they probably buy military weapons and bombs from us and who knows who else. But why is it always, where are they getting the bombs? Who are they getting the bombs from? Why wouldn't, are they incapable of making their own?
I don't know. I just don't want to sell it to them. That's my issue. Like, MAGA is us, dude. Like, keep the bombs. We could use the bombs. I'm kidding. But like,
listen, MAGA is, I get what you're saying, but like, putting us first doesn't mean making everybody else non-existent. That's not what it is. That's, in my opinion, that's not
what it
is.
They don't need to be non-existent.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is we can put ourselves first and also help when necessary. That doesn't mean that we're not putting ourselves first. The problem is over the past 20, 30, 50, 100 years, right, we've matched where it's like we're putting other countries equal to us or more. And that's what people are done with. They're like, money should be coming here first. If we have sparing money, and we're at a point where we actually are taking care of ours.
Well, yeah.
And we can give some to Israel or we can give it to France if they get into trouble.
We getting from Israel? In exchange for all of these weapons, all this bombs, all this money, what do we get from Israel?
I have no idea.
I think.
Can anybody tell me?
I think it's mostly that it's a strategic place. I think that's pretty much what it is. That's it. That's it. Like you have a festering pool of Middle East.
Well, then why wouldn't you want to literally own Gaza?
Yeah, we pay for it. I mean, we pay for the bombs.
If it's so strategic, if you had the opportunity, why wouldn't you just set up camp there?
Because at the end of the day, I don't think that's the goal.
Oh, you guys are going to fight over this for centuries? How about I just move in and then there's nothing to fight over?
Listen, I understand that logic makes sense, but it's not the goal. It's the same with Greenland. I don't know that the goal is to actually own Greenland. I'm not sure.
I bet it is.
Maybe, but I'm saying...
I think it is.
I think the idea is...
It's one of the most mineral-rich fucking places in the world.
That's cool, man.
And it's militarily strategic.
But it's also, it's not as easy as just snapping a finger and saying, we now own this. It's never that easy. It's not that.
Why though?
They're going to acquire them. It's going to be a deal made between them.
Why what?
Like if Trump wanted to take over Israel, he could do it.
But okay.
But I don't think
we could take over the world right now if we really wanted to. We could probably go take over China right now if we really wanted to. Like, if you put everybody on the entire Army, Navy, Air Force, we're going in. All, everybody.
Yeah.
Who's with us? Probably could do it. I'm just saying, probably could. Do you want to do that? No.
It was more of a rhetorical.
I know. But my point is like, we could go take Gaza, but the whole image of it is not, I don't think that's
the optics worth of Trump going into Greenland and just taking it would not look
it's
good.
Not going to look
oh,
good.
Oh, no.
Going into Gaza.
That's why
not
I think it's
good.
Going to be an acquired thing. They're going to acquire them. Just like we fucking acquired Alaska. Alaska was never a part of America before until we acquired them.
I understand that. And that's what it would be if it goes forward. I'm agreeing with you on that. I'm just saying Gaza's different. They're not asking for us to take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Palestinians aren't going like, please, America, come here and let's be part of you. Like, we want to make this. They're not doing that.
Of course not.
Okay,
then they'd be fighting for something for the last billion years for no reason.
My point to what Greg is saying, though, is that us going there and getting into a war or even getting into military troops being there, occupying, doing this, doing that, is exactly what his entire base does not want. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to happen. I don't think that's the play.
I don't think.
I think he's trying to scare them.
I don't think he's trying to get into a war over there.
So this is interesting. Because I can kind of see where you're going, Dave. And I hope you're right. Because something about Saudi Arabia is going to happen. Where you're going to have Saudi Arabia take over a chunk of land here. At least occupy, control it, monitor it, be kind of the middleman. Because Trump's asking for all these people in Gaza, or all these Palestinians, I should say, to go live in other countries. Like, he's asking Egypt and like Jordan and all these different countries to accept Palestinians into their country, right? And so it's like, did those countries deserve all these people coming in?
Yeah.
Like, how would you feel if like Mexico was in a war? And then another country came over, solved the war, and goes, hey, America, take all these people.
I'm looking at this like, we're all parents here of multiple children, okay? You're driving your car. The kid's got you buy him a snack at the minimum, all right? You got a candy bar. They're fighting over the candy bar, okay? You fucking snatch that shit right out of their hand. You say, I'll fucking eat the candy bar. You don't say fuck because you don't say that for you. But you say, I'm going to eat this damn candy bar because you guys are fighting over the damn candy bar, okay? So dad's going to eat it. And they, no! No, then split the fucking candy bar in half and shut the fuck up. That's what this is. Like, you guys are fucking complaining. You're both complaining. You're not getting anywhere. And so if America comes in and we threaten that, you know what? Fuck you guys. We'll go take it. We'll run it. Okay. You're not going to get everything you want. Israel, you don't get what you want either. Fuck off. Okay. Neither side wants that. At the end of the day, the best move would be like, listen, we can either
mediator.
We can either get a two-state deal like we've been talking about or like it's been mentioned. And we can both live our lives in a two-state situation, or they're going to come in here and none of us get anything. And so, like, that's the play that I'm thinking. I don't know if I'm right. I don't know that I'm right at all. I'm just saying that seems the most, to Trump's logic, that seems like what's going on here.
It's more, like, in your scenario, it's more like the dad takes the candy bar, breaks it in half, and gives it to one kid while the other kid is slowly dying, if not already dead and bombed. Because it's like, the Palestinians will be gone, bro. Like, they have nowhere to go. Just like Trump was saying, like, their land, you got fallen concrete debris, you got dead bodies, you got fucking landmines in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he wants to pump them out into other countries and to have them. Are they ever going to return?
Where are they going to go?
Do you think that?
Where
are they
going to
go? I don't know. That's the thing, dude.
I know, but here's the thing that doesn't make sense. So we started seizing up our borders. We started really sealing them up, right? We're getting less traffic coming through. Now you see other countries. Was it Germany that just came out and said they're going to start? I don't know if it was Germany. I can't remember. But one of those countries came out and said, we're sealing up the fucking borders. We're going to do the same shit. We got to stop the fucking immigration. And now this country's, maybe we should seal the borders up. And Poland said, we're going to seal these borders. So now you're seeing a restriction. All the countries are following suit. Like, hey, it's kind of working in America, right? We need to implement this. Leaders are starting to say, like, hey, it's kind of the cool thing to do now to actually border up here and actually take care of our
own. Yeah, we shouldn't let random people in.
Yeah, so my point is if you're talking about dispersing, where are they dispersing? Because if
is what Trump's plan was, bro.
I'm
not talking about putting them anywhere.
Talking about this particular conversation, the one that we just talked about, the art of the deal, where he's saying a bunch of shit that's probably not
going
to be real.
Are you talking about where are all the people going from Gaza?
Yes.
Why wouldn't they just be there? They're already fucking there.
But who just said that they were going to disperse them? Trump?
Trump. Okay. Yeah, so he's saying the land is inhabitable. You can't, or uninhabitable, I should say. And you can't, like, do anything until it's all rebuilt, right? And so he goes, I want them to take these people. I want these people out of there. We got to get them out of the place. It's just, you can't live there. That's not safe, right? It's in the name of safety. And so it's like, who is he doing deals with? Like Egypt, Jordan. There's like a bunch of just different countries in the area.
Yeah, but there's areas in there that are being bombed where people have not been able to go because it's being bombed. Outskirts areas where they could go. They don't need to go to another country. Like there's areas that they could go to. He was talking about building these like beautiful little places, you know, blah, blah, blah. They can move them into another part of the country, rebuild the Gaza Strip if that's what you wanted to do, hypothetically. And then people could come back. It's not like it's just that.
They could just build supplemental places in the fucking West Bank and then or in Israel, whatever, it doesn't fucking matter. And then
Israel's not going to do that. That's the thing, right? Negotiating. They're not going to do that. But maybe they would
if they want Gaza, why wouldn't they?
To let them into a different part of Israel?
If they temporarily house them in like a fucking thing until Gaza was rebuilt, if they wanted Gaza for themselves, why wouldn't they do that?
I'm not sure, man. I'm not overtly educated. I'm basically right now. I'm just going off of like,
well, that's what the whole war is about, right? Is the Gaza Strip, fucking Palestinians from the West Bank and all that shit want it. Israel wants it for their own, and they're all been fighting over it for a billion years. If any one of them actually want it, and they'd be willing to house the people that live in that little tiny fucking strip until it's fucking rebuilt, and then there's some kind of mediation that goes on that decides the outcome of the whole
thing. Because I don't think Israelis want Palestinians anywhere near them.
Right.
Well, they're going to be.
That's why they're
bombing. If they take over the fucking Gaza Strip, they're going to be. Yeah, but
I know, but like talking to the people that I know that are from there, like, and again, bias, right? Because they obviously have their own living there. They have their own job. It's not always true. But they're, you know, this is what I was hearing. It's just like, hey, we're very leery if we see somebody from Palestine. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's if they're around, you're just like, fuck, they're going to blow something up, dude. And I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying that's the feeling. And so we had that briefly with the whole Muslim thing, right, where we thought, I'm not saying we per se, but they were trying to push the whole, like, all Muslims are terrorists. And you see a Muslim on a plane, you're like, fucking eyeball that guy. What are you doing, dude? Mm. You know? That's the feeling that they have, right or wrong. At least a lot of them. So the idea is that you're going to put them all there. You're going to coexist together for a while. I don't think it's happening.
I just bookmarked something, Chris, and this is Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, the UAE, Qatar, and Palestine have officially rejected Trump's plan to transfer Palestinians from Gaza to other countries. Mm-hmm. Now, what's interesting is Saudi Arabia is among that list, and that is the key player that I think no one will see coming. Saudi Arabia will accept the Palestinians for a price. And I think that price has to do with owning that piece of land where the Al-Aqsa Mosque is, where the third temple is to be built. And we're going to see something happen with Saudi Arabia here, people. That's my prediction.
When?
I don't know. I don't want to play the date game.
No, I don't want a specific. I know that's impossible. I'm not asking for like, oh, it's going to happen Tuesday. I'm just saying, like, are you talking about this is going to happen in Trump's presidency?
Yeah, I think a deal is going to be made to accept Palestinians, whether they go or not. I don't know, dude, because can you force people to go live in another country?
But they're gonna accept him on the belief that they get a piece of land?
This could be a way to get them in here, right? So I'm saying that's interesting that their name is on that list.
But they're also one of arguably the wealthier countries in the region, So, like, would it be weird that they weren't on the list? I mean, that would be odd to me that they weren't on the list, to be fair.
Right.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but like, if they weren't there, you're like, why would Saudi Arabia not help out? Like, what the fuck are you guys doing? You got like,
I always pictured Saudi Arabia not close to Israel, but maybe my like mapping is.
I don't actually think wrong. I just kind of, I'm talking regionally. Maybe they're not close at all, dude. How close is it? How many miles from Saudi Arabia?
Kind of close.
There's Jerusalem, Israel. So you got to zoom out.
Here's West Bank and Jerusalem and Israel and Gaza Strip. Gaza Strip's right here. And then you got Egypt down here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's Cairo over there. Yep. Egypt's over to your left.
Jordan's right there.
The big. Israel.
Yeah, this is all Egypt.
Yeah.
This map.
It is right. I mean, we're dumb, dude. Saudi Arabia is like literally right next to Jordan. Jordan's right next to Saudi.
I'm just saying, like, the region.
It's very close.
It's the Middle Eastern region. That's what I was.
See, that,
I'm not,
that big chunk of land that your mouth is. Yes. Yeah. Saudi Arabia. Yep. Right next to Israel.
But even then, like, Gaza Strip's right here, dude. Like, they'd have to go a couple, like, two countries over.
Yep.
They'd have to skip all the way over, Israel.
But my point is if you're talking about moving large quantities of people, if you look at this, Jordan's not incredibly big. I mean, Syria, these other countries are not incredibly big. And Saudi Arabia is this fucking mass that could take people. That's all I'm trying to say is that they have the land to probably absorb
so
this.
So it makes sense.
It makes sense. It would make no sense for them not to be on the list. That's what I'm trying to say. But they obviously aren't agreeing with this. Fine. But again, you're taking it word for word. Like, I don't know that Trump's playing this that way. I mean, think about this. Like, they're like, we're not going to do that. Well, Trump said we were going to make Canada the 51st state. And of course, Ford and all these other Canadians are like, no way we're doing this. Of course they're going to say that. Like, we're not going to do that. But that doesn't mean that he's actually wanting to do that either. That's what I'm trying to get at. So,
well, it's only been a couple days because that was on the 2nd. Today's the 5th. So that was 3 days ago. They all rejected this. So we'll see where this goes within a week or so. Because, like, when Trump came out about the tariffs, it was like, what? 48 hours, and then Trudeau bent the knee.
Yeah.
Mexico bent the knee.
Yeah.
It's like, is this going to happen as well?
Yeah, I just think, I don't think that the Israel, I mean, this is where I'll end it for me. I don't think that war and conflict's ever going to really end. Like, if you let them just handle it and the rest of the Middle East, which are kind of nuts, right? They're not going to get this done. It's going to be a constant issue for the existence of man. This will be a thing. And so I think Trump's playing this is, Big Brother's going to step in because you guys can't figure this out. And if you guys can't figure it out, then I'll figure it out. And you're not going to like what I do. You know you're not going to like what I do. So fucking figure it out or we're going to do it for you.
I like the position of just being not my fucking problem. You guys want to fucking fight over this? Then fight over it. I had nothing to do with me.
Well, I know, but there's issues with that, though. There are.
There's not.
We have international travel. We have international trade. Okay. We have all kinds of things international. And we all know that these things, Syria, leak into other things, whether it's terrorist attacks. Could be fake. We know that. But I'm just saying.
Would they be attacking the U.S.?
Yeah, I think they would. Absolutely. They don't like
over a fight that has nothing to do with us.
I think it's just the idea that war causes radicalism, that causes people to do crazy shit.
Well, then we'd handle that when it happens.
I think the ultimate thing would be get them figured out so that we don't have this conflict. Just figure it out.
I don't care.
I don't think we need to
fight
use
for another
bombs.
Billion years. I don't give a fuck.
I don't think we need to use bombs. I think we just need some actual like maturity and some like strong words, and I think that would go a long ways with these people.
Just let them bomb each other until there's
nothing. Get the ruler out. Slap them on the wrist.
Hey man, remember when Trump slid that fucking picture over of the house?
Yeah, but that had directly shit to do with us. That's the difference.
It all does. Syria,
no, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No,
yes,
it doesn't. Does. Fucking the Palestinians and Israel fucking fighting over some holy fucking shit in a little tiny fucking piece of shit land has nothing to do with us.
So, Chris, whether you like it or not, it has become part of us.
Yes.
Right? Like Hegseth saying Zionism and Americanism are the exact same thing. Like, you can't
disconnect from the same beliefs or the same fucking thing. That's
doesn't matter.
It's still not our country.
I know, but
exactly. That's my point. But like, it doesn't matter because you have such strong support for them embedded in every single facet of this country. You can't escape it. You can't escape the support for Israel. So I'm just saying you have to accept it by this point. And that's why I hope Dave is right, where it's just a play. And he's going to be like, hey, guess what? America first.
Bro. I understand where he's coming from. There's plenty of wars that's happened, like guerrilla warfare and shit that happens every day, right? Mm-hmm. That we have no interest in, that we don't talk about at all. And we're not invested. But like with this, if you were to go back and de-invest, sure, it makes perfect sense. But like we're not at that point. So like reality right now is we're invested in it.
But that's the thing. We're the only ones doing the investing. There is no investment. From the, like you said, is the only thing we get is military strategic bullshit.
That's like, what I'm saying, bro. Like, what are we getting here?
It's not worth it to go for us to deal with
I would love their bullshit. Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not against that. I don't know that it is worth it, but I would love to hear the other side of why it is worth it, you know, which I haven't personally dived into, but I want to hear somebody that's, listen, these are the reasons that it has to be this way. Okay. Not saying, I just want to hear it. I want to hear what their take is on it.
Yeah. I like to hear them do a press conference too and say, why the fuck are we even wasting our time dealing with these crazy assholes?
Trump's done it before. He's done it with other countries where he says, we're giving you all this money and we get nothing back. So I want to hear that same conversation with Israel. And if we can clear
who's
going to
ask the question though?
Somebody has to ask the question. I'm not saying he's
and why
going
hasn't
to.
It been asked? That's those are the questions we should be asking.
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. Yeah. So, and again, maybe that comes, maybe it doesn't come. I don't know. You know, like you were saying that maybe there's a big turn against Israel at some point, and maybe that's where it comes. I have no idea. Don't know if that's even a real thing, but maybe, you know. At some point, the question's got to be asked. It's going to take time, and I know we're invested, and that's going to make it harder to ask the question.
Dude,
so we'll see.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I could see a buildup here for a pulling the rug, turning the other way.
But regardless of all that, as we're ending it, the good thing is Doge is doing its job. I like that. I don't give a shit that they're not elected. Keep going. I want to know more about the shit and get people.
They are elected. This is why we elected Trump.
Yes, true. But I also say, just keep this train going. I like this movement that we're seeing right now. I'm digging it, dude. I'm digging it.
I mean, technically, like, Doge wasn't elected, but, I mean, Trump was elected, and he had appointed, you know,
which
I mean,
is,
I get you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is a thing he was going to implement before he was actually elected, and we elected him for this.
Yeah.
This is part of it.
Bring it on, baby.
Yeah. All right, guys. Monarco. That's what I got to say.
Friday. We got a show on Friday. Is it the, call-in show. Show Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun, guys. If you're not members of Patreon, please get on there, sign up for Patreon, call in, shoot the shit with us.
Yeah,
have
buddy.
Fun. It's going to be a good time, dude.
Do it.
Cheers, guys.
Later.
Cheers.